Okay, today's daf is Tainus Daf Tess, and we're going to focus on a Rashi. On a Rashi here opens up the doors to a major sugya, and that is the concept of Tanakh. What is Tanakh? And the concept of the importance of learning Tanakh and the symbolism. So this is a discussion that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was walking, and he asked the children what they were learning in yeshiva. Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, let's go back a little bit. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan, the Yenuka, the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan found the children of Reish Lakish, right? Those were his nephews, right? Because we have Gemara about Metzia, Pedala, that Rabbi Yochanan convinced Reish Lakish to become frum, and he convinced him to marry his sister. The Yosef Amar. So he found the nephews that were sitting and learning. Ivelas Adam to Salef Darkov, Al Hashem Yizaf Libo. Right, the foolishness of a person will make crooked his path. V'Al Hashem Yizaf Libo. And on Hashem he'll get angry. Right, so the Gemara talks about what a person sins, and Hashem has to punish him. So he gets upset. What happened? What's going on here? So Yosef Rabbi Yochanan v'Kamatame. And Rabbi Yochanan is wonders. Amar mi ika mi di deksivi b'ksuve delo remizi ba'oraisa. Is there anything in ksuvim, meaning this pasuk in Mishlei? Is there anything in ksuvim that is not hinted to in the Torah? So Amar le atu. They said to him atu mi lo remizi. So they said to him, It is hinted to in the Torah. Right? They told him, Milo Birbizi Baksiv, doesn't it say by the Shvatim, Vayetzi Libam Vayachadu Ishalachiv, right? When they were nervous and they were scared, Lamar Mazos Asalakim Lanu, right? With the Tsarist with Yosef, right? So they said, oi, what's going on? They were the ones that did something wrong, and they're the ones that are complaining. So you see, it's hinted to already in the Torah. Dal Einir, Yochanan lifts up his eyes. What does that mean? So Rashi quotes, and the other Gemara say that Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes, so he couldn't really see who he was talking to. So he lifted up, or someone lifted up his eyes for him to see who exactly made that amazing comment that found the hint of these ksuvim in the psukim. The chazave, he sees who they are, and then his sister came along and took them away quickly before anything else happened, because the story of Reish Lakish, what happened when he was learning with Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, either way, but this is the line that Rabbi Yochanan says. Is there anything in the ksuvim that is not hinted to in the Torah? So what does that mean? So Rashi says, V'lo ramza Moshe ba'oraisa shahachumish hu yisod neviyim uksuvim. Because the chumish, the Torah, the of Tanakh is the basis for Nach. Ta is the basis for Nach. Ubikulon yismach limsom min haTorah. And all of them have a smach. So what is Rashi trying to tell us? What is Rashi driving at? So if you go back for a minute, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah, that's really the source of the Yesod of Tanakh. Rav Shechter talks about this in Be'ikvei Atzon, in Simen Chav Gimel. Shalchal lahem Esther l'chachavim. Esther says to the rabbis, Kisvuni l'doros. Remember, Esther is begging the Rabbanan, put me into Tanakh. Put Megillas Esther into Tanakh. Shalchule, they said, it's already filled up. Halo kasafti lecha shalishim. Shalishim v'la revi'im. We're only allowed to have three discussions of Amalek in Tanakh. And you'll be a fourth. So we can't have another one, right? We have Parshas Beshalach, and we have Parshas Kisetze, and we have the story of Shaul and Amalek. So you want a fourth one? The Megillas Esther? It's too much. We don't have a remez to that. Ad shematzu lo mikra kasuv haTorah, until they found a pasuk that they could base it on. Ksov zosi karan basefer, the end of Parshas Beshalach, where Hashem tells Moshe, write this down. Ksov zos zikaron basefer v'sim ba'aznei Yoshua. And we darshan, ksov zos. Zos can include both Bishalach and Kisetze. Whatever is written in the Torah can be included in zos. Mashakasav kan uba mishta Torah. Zikaron, mashakasav b'neviim. Basefer, mashakasav b'megillah. Oh, so they found a remez in the Torah to allow Megillas Esther to be part of Tanakh. Because Zos is both mentions of Amalek in the Torah, Zikaron is Nevi'im, and Sefer is Ksuvin. Rav Shechter goes deeper in that way. Each of those words beautifully reflect the essence of each of the categories, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvin. Zos is a reference to Torah. Why Torah? So he quotes, Rak Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, Haisa Madrega Ze'adavar. Remember the Rashi at the beginning of Parshas Matos. Zeh Hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu had the nevuah of Zeh. All other Nevi'im had Koamar Hashem, so says Hashem, which is not clarity. Hashem gives them a nevuah and they say it over in their own words. But only Moshe was the one that has Zeh Hadavar. Zeh Hadavar means clarity, the ability to point. Zeh. B'neinu Zeh Sorer Moreh. By Sorer Moreh, the parents have to point to the child. B'neinu Zeh. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Hashem points to the moon and says that this is what it has to look like in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh. Kazera v'Kadesh. And any other menorah. V'zeh Maseh HaMenorah. So that's Zeh. So Zos, or Zeh HaDavar, that's a reference to Torah. B'nigud l'nevuah Shara Nevi'im Shaisa Rakbe B'chinas Kohamar Hashem. And that's how you know Zos is Mashakasa Bakan Uba Mishnah Torah. What's said in Bishalach and Kiseitse could both be included. What about the next one? Zikaron. Zikaron. In the Torah, whenever it says to remember, it really means to mention. Zachar es Yom HaShabbos Bekadsho means Lahazkir. We remember by mentioning. Lahazkir, right? We make Kiddush. We don't just remember Shabbos. We mention Shabbos, and by mentioning it, we remember. So, Zikaron is always Lahazkir. The essence, Reb Chaim felt, that the essence of Nevi'im versus Ksuvim was that Nevi'im were given over to say over to Bnei Yisrael. From the word Niv Svatayim, the movement of the lips. Ksuvim were given over to be written down, and Bnei Yisrael to study them through the written word, not through the verbal word. So he explains that Lahaven Shahevla Yechidi Shabanam was Sifri Nevuah Nitnu Milachadchila Amanas Lahe Amer Laachirim. Ashe Biglal Ke Negram Heim B'Shem Nevi'im Milasho Niv Svatayim. Masha Enkein Sifrei Haksuvim Shelo Nitnu Milachadchila Lahe Amer Klal. It wasn't given over to say Ela Nitnu Likasev. That's why they're called Ksuvim. And that's the reference in the Psukim. Zikaron, Lazkir, that's Nevi'im. Vasefer, that is Ksuvim. So we see there's already a reference in the Torah to the concept of Tanakh. The Chiddush of this Rashi, what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky expands upon in the Hagdamah to Emes Liakov, is that the relationship in terms of Pirush. Rabbi Yaakov says, based on the Rashi, Nevi'im and Ksuvim from Torah is similar to Brisos to Mishnah. The basis of all Brisos, that's what Ilfa says a number of times in Shas, that the basis of all Brisos are found in Mishnah. You can find any hint to everything in the Mishnah. You can find any hint to any message in Nevi'im and Ksuvim in Torah. Right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says right here, Shachumishu yiso Nevi'im uksuvim ubekulan yismach min limso bo min haTorah. And that's what now we Rabbi Yaakov quotes in the Hagdama. He quotes Ilfa, Ksuvis Samachtes, Hare Chazinan, Terabenu Akadosh Kalal Kaldine Abraisa Benuscha de Masisan. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was able to put all hints of every message of Abraisa in the Mishnah. Vuhu Klomar Ilfa, Hayayachal Adai came to the Mishnah. Ilfa was so unbelievable genius, he was able to figure it out. Ukemochein Kal Divrei Anavim, Klala Matorah B'Torahs Moshe, Zema Shegidolano Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said here in this statement. Right, if it's in a pasuk in Mishlei, it has to be that we find that message in the Torah somewhere, and that's what Rish Lakish told Moshe Rabbeinu. Zemash Amar Yeshuvim Melakish to Moshe Rabbeinu Kibo Misina Gam Nevi Muksuvim. Remember the beginning of Brachas. The Gemara says, what do we get at Har Sinai? We got Torah and Mishnah and Gemara and Nevi Muksuvim. We got that at Har Sinai. How could that be? How could we have gotten Nevi Muksuvim? It didn't happen yet. It means the messages of Nevi Muksuvim were already given at Har Sinai. Midiv Rabbi Yochanan Elu continues Rabbi Yaakov. Lomedim anu ayachas ha'amiti shebein haTorah l'Nevi'im Muksuvim. Ein davar she'ino ramuz baTorah. There is nothing that's not hinted to. Hafochba v'hafochba dekulaba. Ein shum matzav she'ino kasuvba. There's no situation that's not written in there. Shum she'ela she'ino nefteresba. Kishira neis Purim. Biksha Esther, Menasan Hedrin, Kisvuni Ladoros, and they said, okay, only when we find the smach in the Torah. Gamas Kol Haish Tashlus Hama Oros, all the stories, remember the Gemara in Mesechas Chulin, Hama Menatorah Minayin, Esther Menatorah Minayin, they look for a source. They look for a source. Volachain, and that's why at the end of Sifrei Nevuah, the last Navi, Malachi. What does Malachi say? Zichru Torah Smosha Avdi. Remember the Torah of my servant Moshe. Ki kol haTorah, kol haHanhagos, kol haTshuvos, the kol haSheilos, everything we need, kulam remuzim baTorah. It's all there. Rak yesh rak lachapsam. We just have to search for it. Lu zachu Yisrael v'lo ayichotim be'egel. If we wouldn't have been choting the egel, lu zachu v'yunutarim b'madrigasim arishon. If we would have stayed on the level and not been affected by the Yetzahara and had zuama, so then hayakov shem atzma, we would have gotten all the messages straight from the Torah. We wouldn't have needed all the stories and the history and avim k'suvim to teach us all of the messages. We would have gotten it straight. Avaleinu aleinu lizkar v'ladas shesifrei nevua kolikaram b'hasbaras. Ve'ha'aras ha'Torah shebechsav. Ha'kesher shebeneihem amitz ubal yinutak. That is the yisod of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, but it's learned out from right here, from Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi in Tainis on Daf Tes. And again, so now that's in terms of the definition. In terms of the learning, we know what is, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, that every Jew has to learn all of Torah. Kol ha'Torah kula. So what does that mean? Kol ha'Torah kula. So we would have thought that means Shas HaPoskim. We would have thought, Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, which it does mean, it does include that, but we would have missed step one. We wouldn't have thought of, what's the first category of learning? So Rashi in Parshas Kisisa, Rashi says that the word kechalo sola daberito is spelled with chaser. So kekala, right? Why is it spelled like a kala? So one shot is that the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael like a chasen and a kala were married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is the ksuba. But then Rashi quotes, Davar Acher, Ma kala miskashetes pe'esum arba kishutin, just like a kala based on the pasuk in Yeshayo, is described as wearing 24 pieces of jewelry. Hey, now we're going to say Yeshayo, Af Talmud Chacham, Tzarech lios baki pe'esum arba svarim. So too, a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in the 24 books of Tanakh. So Rashi doesn't say other items that you have to be a Talmud Chacham. Again, Rashi's quoting earlier sources, but Rashi says, a Talmud Chacham has to be a baki in 24 books of Tanakh. So that's also part of, not even also, that's the first step, right? Ben Chamish Lamikra, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Ben Chamish Lamikra, so why don't we do that exact order, and nowadays, that's a good kasha. There have been shiurim written about that, but it's the first on the list. Ben Chamish Lamikra. It's some older the Rishonim knew Tanakh by heart. Ben Chamish Lamikra, Ben Esa Lamishnah. The Maseches Sofrim writes, Aval Ashrei Adam Sha'amalo B'Talmud, V'lo Shiyehe Doleg B'Mikra U'Mishnah V'Yavo L'Talmud. Not that you should skip, says the Maseches Sofrim, very early, Tanaitic source. Not that you should skip Mikra and Mishnah and just learn Talmud. But once you know Mikra, Ela Amanasha Yilmon Mikra U'Mishnah V'Yavo L'Talmud. The Chafetz Chaim says it's ironic that people don't learn Tanakh nowadays. What do you mean ironic? Torah Shebech Sav, he says at the beginning of Parshas Ha'azinu, the Pasuk says, talks about rain and dew. Rain and dew. Ha'azinu Hashemayim V'adabera V'tishma Ha'aretz Imrei Fi Ya'arof Kamatar L'Kchi. My lekach is like rain, matar, tizal katal imrasi. Rain and dew. And the Chafetz Chaim says that Torah Shebichsav is compared to Shemayim, right? It came from Hashem, the Shemayim. Torah Shebalpeh is compared to Aretz, because it comes from us. And that's why Hazina Shemayim, Tishma Ha'aretz. But in the parallel, Kamatar, Matar is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is compared to rain that comes from Hashem. Klomar, and Torah Shebalpeh is compared to dew. And why is that on a deeper level? So he says, Harishonanim shalala matar, klomar, kishem sheish mispar latipos hamatar. Rain, there's a finite amount of drops. You know, we can't count it. But raindrops, there's a finite amount. V'af im kechol yirbayun, even though it's like the sand, avo misug ba'ali misparhema, it's still countable. It's still countable, raindrops. If you put a pail over the whole earth and you count the drops, you'll be able to count it. Ki alo efshar lispar mispar atipo sheyeshnam b'kos malei amayim. You could count the drops in a cup of water. Ula hachpil lefi cheshbon mispar atipo shebekad v'chavis. And you can multiply it to get how much would be in a barrel, how much would be in a swimming pool. Kein efshar lispar mitzvos of Torah Shebechsav. So you could count the mitzvos and the messages of Torah Shebechsav in the Chamisha Chumshin. Ramach mitzvos asei, shasa mitzvos lo asei. It's all finite. You can know the number of psukim. You can know the number of words, the letters, the mitzvos. Torah Sheval Peh is not countable, like the dew. You can't count the dew is just there. It appears. HaTol Yored Mishamayim Al Aretz Mispazer Al Pnei Adama V'lo Yimar V'lo Yisafer. You can't count the dew. Ki alo ein atal yachol is chalek lechalakim. You can't split up dew. She yachol aleim she mispar. It's just there. They're not ba'alei mispar. Rain is countable. Dew is not countable. So Torah shebichsav is like rain. It's finite. It's countable. Torah shebal peh is infinite. Torah shebal peh is not countable. Right? There's always more and more. Right? It's not countable. So you would have thought that when one learns Torah, one should at least first focus on what's finite and what's able to be conquered and finished. And the other one, you know, the infinite one, so work on, but it's knowing that it's infinite. V'im kein adover, says the Chafetz Chaim, halohaisa shuras hadin no senes, shetzrichim hayinu lios bekiyim, heite b'torah shebichsav, we should be experts in Torah shebichsav, sheish lo gvul v'kitho, which is finite, avo lo b'torah shebal peh, shein erech l'gobla, l'arko l'rachba. And there's no limit. U'be'emes nafochu adover, and it really is the opposite. We have amazing lamdanim in Gemara, in Ksos, Bekiim, Charifim, Nehirim Lam Shvile, Ushne Talmudim, they know Bavli Rushalmi. Torah Shebechsav, Eini Tanu Af Echad, Yodeh Latargim Pasuk Kutsuraso. Do we have anybody who could translate a Pasuk in Mishle? V'kama Pamim Amr Chazal, Ki Einanu Yodem Pirush HaMikra, Yevamis, he quotes, and he says, says, isn't that ironic then? Right? Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebal Peh. You would have thought Torah Shebechsav is easier, it's finite, that's what we should do. And not Torah Shebal Peh. The Chafetz Chaim says, we have to recognize what we have to do. What we have to do. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal talks about this. This is the foundation. This is the foundation that everything else is built on. It's built on. He says, but many people don't realize this. Maharal, 500 years ago. Achatipshim ba'artzos elu, darkeim hefechze, melamdim imanar mikra ma'at min ha-parsha. They do a little bit. And what do our kids do? They learn a little bit of every parsha. Bereishis, not only a little bit in school. They don't go straight. They don't learn, get into Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But they learn mikra ma'at min ha-parsha, umafsikin, umafsikin l'shbishavu acheres parsha shniya, ksas min ha-parsha. They come home. Ubikolos ha-shana lo yeda anar, ki nishkach mimanar rishonim, voz yachzer b'shana shniya. And therefore, he says it's a problem. It's a problem that we don't that this is not focused on. The Shlach Kodesh as well discusses the importance of the order easier for later limud. The Shlach says Sarach Adam Lirosh Yilmat Torah and Viyim Uksuvim Umishna VeTalmud VeYilmat Torah Shebichsav Torah and Viyim Uksuvim Kiseider Ze Achar Ze Hanak Shiaskal Lemon Mikra. When he starts learning Psukim, says the Shlach Lo Yazuz Ad Gemar Torah and Viyim Uksuvim. Heitev. Right, again, why don't we do this? That's a good kasha. Why don't we have Ben Chemish Lamikra schools? Generally, we don't. But at least dedicate some time. At least when we get older. Right, lo yidzlog mi parsha, la parsha shal shavua, ragzeh, acharzeh. That is what it's going to say. The Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, writes in a tshuva, in Chela Chesim and Rei Zion, Avol rov yisodi amikra, bebidas hamaspik anu chayavim, v'kfar yadua, sh'ava v'shemaran chazam sofer bedrush, yes, you have to spend most of your time learning Shas and Torah Shebal Peh. They were all Bekiim Niflaim. All the Rishonim and the Achronim were Bekiim Niflaim in Tanakh. They might not have publicized it. They might not talk about it. They were mastered their knowledge b'Tanakh v'diktuk anitzrach al kaponim yediyas haTorah. Why? Why? So this gets into a somewhat of a sad and tragic topic, and that is, right, they say, a recent comment, there are three things that are so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because certain groups became associated with them, so other groups in Yahadus, in Orthodox Judaism, stayed away from them. And that is Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, Eretz Yisrael, and learning Tanakh. Right, so those three, because certain groups over the past 150, 200 years became associated with those, so then Lamdanim and many other groups said, okay, we're not going near them. But the answer is not to go near them. The answer is to learn them al Taras HaKodesh. Yes, is there apikarsis out there in terms of some commentaries on Tanakh? For sure, but we're already warned by that, maybe back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah already tells us, according to the Tzlach, the Mishnah tells us, Minu Atzvachem Min HaHigayon. The Mishnah in Meseches Brachas, in Daf Chav Ches, Keep yourself away from higayon. What's higayon? Rashi says, don't learn psukim more than you need because it pulls. What does that mean? Because it pulls. Mishum demashcha. So it says the tzlach, the Noda Bihuda, there in Brachas Chafches, one has to make sure that the teachers of Tanakh, of their children, are an apikarsim. And they're not heretics, because there are many out there that, you know, understand Tanakh in ways that are not based on tradition, not based on chazal, and that could mislead our children. But one has to, therefore, it doesn't say don't learn Tanakh, it just means just learn it properly. They'll get deos nifsadim. You have translations, and the non-Jews are bekiyim. So one has to make sure that you have a proper perspective in how to learn Tanakh, and not and have based on Mamari Chazal with a balance of understanding. So again, Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about the importance. He was asked by somebody who was learning in yeshiva all day, you know, I'm learning Rishonim, Achronim, Poskim. Do I have to learn Rashi? Do I have to learn Chumash and Rashi every Shabbos? Rav Moshe says, of course you do. What's the question? What's the question? Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that, Achela Kesim and Yud Zayin, even for the Lamdanim. But again, that's in terms of Torah. But we also have to make sure Nevi'im and Ksuvim are on the list. But again, it all starts from Rav Yochanan and this Rashi right on our daf, that Chumash and Torah is the basis for Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and we have to try to do our best to not only learn Gemara and Mishnah, but also Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Okay, we'll stop here.